you're too beautiful to go on dates. Tinder, Bumble, and Hinge have rejected us. So some chicks couldn't go on dates on Tinder, Bumble, and Hinge. They couldn't find dudes to take them out, and they think it's because they're too beautiful? Well, at least they spelled too right, T-O-O. Holy moly, let's check out one of these broads. She's all right. At least her face is all right. Her lips have got, collagen in them? Is that what the collagen? Is that what makes the lips all puffy like that? They get injections in their lips. I've heard it's painful. She's got the big, giant puffer fish lips. The fake eyelashes. But, I mean, she's not a bad-looking broad. Maybe a 7 in the face. 7.5. She's all right. Her body is okay. I'd bang her. But, I mean, I don't think I'd marry her. I wouldn't marry any woman, but even if I was marriage-minded, she couldn't find dudes on Tinder. There's got to be some red flags here. So, numerous ones. And the only picture she has to post is one where she's holding an alcoholic beverage. Yeah, there's some issues. Allure is amongst the women struggling to find a partner. Well, that's mistake number one, ladies, okay? You don't go on Tinder to find a partner. You go on Tinder to find a fuck buddy. You go on Tinder to find somebody to be your Mr. Goodbar, okay? That's what they called it when I was young. You're going out looking for Mr. Goodbar, okay? You're going out looking for somebody to satisfy that itch that needs to be scratched every 4, 6, 8 months, because you ladies are like fucking camels when it comes to sex. At least some of you. Not enough, unfortunately. But you can abstain for a long time, unlike most men. Unless you're my age, of course. But anyway, before I get into this story, I would like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw, red pill in your face nature of my content, to please go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. You'll find a lot of useful and interesting social media links in the upper right-hand corner. I suggest at the very least you follow me on Twitter and Facebook so you can be kept abreast of any new content that I post. And also, at the bottom of the page, you'll find not one, not two, but three donation options if you would like to support my continued content creation. So go check that out, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. Okay, back to the story. So this chick can't find dudes on Tinder. So the first thing that pops into my head is, what's wrong with her? So Aloe Half, 24, from Mold, Wales. Mold? There's a town named Mold? Maybe that's part of the problem, yo. It's not a very good sounding place to be. I live in Mold. Fuck, I don't want to go to her house, man. I'm gonna get sick. Holy shit. Can you imagine? Somebody asks you where do you live, you say Mold. They think you're a shut-in or something. Or a hoarder. One of those hoarder people. You walk into their fucking house, they've got little walkways in between all the shit stacked to the ceiling, and there's mold everywhere. Anyway, she makes £44,000 a year on OnlyFans. 44,000 pounds a year? That's it? I thought you were going to say a month. She must be a pig. She needs to lose some weight, I guess. I guess she's one of these bros that's got a nice face but a fat body. But says she got kicked off dating apps because people don't think her pictures are real. How do you get kicked? What? Do they do that on Tinder? Do they, flag profiles and shit? This is a fake pic? Like, I saw this pic on Google Pictures one day, and it's not her? Do they do that? Can you do that on Tinder? So, anyway, a group of beautiful women have revealed their struggles when it comes to landing a date. What are you talking about? Why do people think they're going to date on these apps? You're not going to find a date. You're going to find a hookup person. You're going to find a fuck buddy. You're not going to find a life partner. Anyway, you might think there aren't any issues. These women say their stunning styles are actually holding them back when it comes to love. Is that a fact? Isn't this kind of in the same vein of women who say, I'm strong and independent, and men are intimidated by that, and that's why I can't find a date or find a man or a boyfriend or a husband? Isn't this just cope? Isn't this just massive copium telling yourself this? So if something bad is happening to you, you're getting negative outcomes in your life, why on earth would you ascribe that to something positive? Women do this all the fucking time, by the way. They can never accept that they might be doing something wrong. They can never accept that there might be something negative about how they present themselves to the world or how they act. So it's something good about me that's putting people off. Yeah, right. Sure, because restaurants that pay me to eat there and the food is good, oh yeah, I'm not going there. What the fuck is she talking about? So anyway, one woman says she was kicked off Bumble because the app believes she was a catfish, while another says her dates are intimidated by her looks. Are you a catfish? Maybe you are a catfish. I don't know if you're a catfish. I don't know that your pictures here are real. How do we know? How do we know that what is this called? How do we know the mirror does their fucking homework? Aren't they just another trash rag? Online rag? Jesus Christ, CNN peddles fake disinfo bullshit news for 4 years. They can't get it right. How do we expect Mirror to get it right? How do we know you're not a catfisher? Anyway, while another says her dates are intimidated by her looks. See, what? You don't have any evidence for any of this. How do you know it was... Did they tell you that they thought you were catfishing them? This is all bullshit. Okay, both done bullshit. They got kicked off these apps, really? You know why they probably got kicked off? Because they were cunts. Bitches. A-holes. They were probably treating people like crap. Probably dumping on men. Probably treating them like crap. Probably sending them nasty replies. How dare you send me a DM, you little troll? Oh, well, I think they thought that I was a catfisher. That's why. I think this is just copium they're telling themselves because they can't deal with the truth. That they are objectionable human beings. Nobody can tolerate. Nobody can stand talking to or being around. Uh-huh. Rejected by Bumble. Playboy model Tahilia Paris. The fuck's she doing on Bumble? The hell's a Playboy model looking for dates on Bumble for? From Los Angeles, California, says her photos were removed from Bumble, even though they didn't break any guidelines, and she leaves this because she's too beautiful. She looks fat to me. She's a Playboy model and 24. Is Playboy even in business anymore? I thought it went bankrupt. I thought it went belly up. By the way, who buys nudie mags anymore? Is anybody out there buy nudie mags? I mean, nudie mags were a thing when I was a kid, but that was before there was even Beta or VHS. You didn't have any porn, except for that. The only video porn that existed when I was a kid was, what was it, 9mm films and shit? You had to get this big fucking machine out. You had to have a fucking screen, pull down the fucking screen, loop the fucking film footage through the machine and thread it through the other fucking spindle thing and turn it on. Usually didn't have any fucking sound and was from Sweden anyway. You wouldn't have understood them anyway. That was porn when I was a kid, and I never saw any of that. The only thing I saw was my dad's porno mags that he kept out in the shed. I guess he was jerking off in the shed. I don't know. Anyway, this is an ugly broad. What's she talking about? Hey, she got big knockers, but she looks like a pig. Her face is okay. I guess she put on a lot of weight after she did whatever Playboy she did. Maybe that was a while ago. She's 24. She probably did Playboy when she was 18 or something. And this is like a, you know, 6 year later pick. And she probably posted pictures from when she was a fucking Playboy Playmate. And Bumble's like, hey, this is the Playboy Playmate from 2018. Oh shit, this is fake. Well, yeah. Why would they think that a Playboy Playmate would be looking for dudes on Bumble? I don't know. I guess maybe it's because she got fat. But she posted pictures from when she wasn't fat, maybe. Women like to do that, too. They post 4, 5, 10-year-old pics. Because that pic, I don't think she's too beautiful in. Anyway, Allah had turned to apps to find love. She's been single for 4 years. So is Allah the... No, she's not the Playboy Playmate. Is she the Playboy Playmate? I don't know. Wait a second. Allah half. Oh, Tahilia Paris. Okay, these are different women. But they kind of look similar. She looks a lot like number one. I don't know. Maybe they are catfishers. What's going on here? Anyway, she's been single for 4 years. That's the first broad, this one. Yeah, she looks kind of like a precious princess. Somebody that you'd have to like rub her fucking feet whenever she sits down, and you know, constantly wait on her hand and foot, and treat her like she's a queen. Yeah, fuck that. Fuck that. That's what she looks like. She looks like one of those broads. I'm gonna pass. Hard pass. And the heart is not my cock, by the way. It's quite soft right now. This woman is a big turnoff. So yeah, she's been single for 4 years and been hoping being on an app would find her the one. How old is she? I mean, I don't know, this chick's supposedly 24. She looks like she's got quite a few miles on her. I don't know how old this broad is, but she's hoping that going on Bumble or Tinder is going to find her a mate. Deluded! But she was shocked when her photos were removed by the app's moderators. Okay. Well, what are you doing on there anyway? Can't you find a dude in the real world? Nah, that's too difficult. That will require too much work and effort. I'm not smart enough to realize the only dudes that are on these apps are dudes that want to bang the broads on them. I was on the app for not even a few hours because pictures I tried posting my profile were removed. Well, then you contact administration and you let them know, and then you send them more pictures, and then maybe they ask you for a sample picture along with your driver's license to prove it's you, and boom, you're back on. Oh, but no. I need to be able to present myself to the world as a victim, okay? So, no, I'm not going to do that. even though they were normal photos, Tahilia, what a fucking stupid name, who also works as a DJ, said, oh, of course. That's what all no-talent hack broads do that are decent-looking. They become DJs. Where's the skill in that? By the way, can somebody explain to me what a DJ is? I mean, aren't you just a glorified, you know, record changer? I mean, aren't you just standing up there looking good and going, nah, 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 and you're just babbing your fucking head to the fucking music like those two goofballs in Wayne's World? And then all you're doing is changing records and fucking headbanging? I mean, Jesus Christ. What kind of job is that? She probably went to college, too. What'd she major in? Whatever it is, she obviously didn't get a job in it unless becoming a disc jockey has become a major in university, which it might be. Might be. Maybe it takes 4 years to learn how to flip vinyl records. I don't know. Kind of doubt it, but hey, you never know. It happened 3 or 4 times to different pictures, and Bumble only allowed one of my pictures to stay up, which was really hurting my odds in the dating app world. Yeah, there's a contact button, you dumb bitch. You go down to the bottom of the app, there's a contact button, you push the contact button, and you contact customer service, and you tell them the problem you're having, and they'll ask you to send a picture along with a picture of your fucking driver's license, so that you verify your identity, and then you can post all the pictures you want. No. Then I might actually get what I want. Well, then I might get a lot of attention, and then the guys, they you know, say they're not interested. And then I'm forced to face the reality that it's me, not them. No, it's you! Oh, Lord, the photos posted were very basic. One was a selfie of myself. One was a picture of a friend of mine had taken at the beach. Okay, maybe they think you're posting fake pics. That does happen quite a lot, you know. By the way, don't these apps require you to verify your identity? I thought that you have to post a picture of, like, yourself with your driver's license and shit. I mean, I could be wrong, but, you know, I thought that was the case. Or that's probably the case. Or that you can actually do that, you know. You know, these apps do have a lot of problems, a lot of issues with catfishers. And if they get pictures of decent-looking broads on there, it's not surprising that they might ban them thinking you're a catfisher. They're trying to protect their members. And they expect you to follow up and verify your identity so that they know these pics are you. But you don't want to do that because you're a precious fucking princess. And how dare they expect you to take an extra step, motherfuckers! Entitled cunt! I tried to keep it very PG and not model-esque at all. I wanted guys to not stop at my profile. Because I'm a professional model, but because I'm just another average girl looking to date. Yeah, she's trying to, you know, brag here. I was so good looking that even when I tried to dress down, they booted me for being too pretty. Yeah. I'm sure your ego isn't out of control. My looks intimidate dates. Nah, I'd date you. I'd bang you. Wouldn't marry you. We'd have some fun. Rolling to hay. Going around the block a few times. And then I'd trade you in for a newer model. Elizabeth Marie Chevalier. Chevalier. Oh, my God. What is it with all these broads and these difficult-to-pronounce fucking long, complex names? From San Diego, California, has over 2.9 million Instagram followers, but feels her looks are too intimidating for potential partners. What the fuck are you going on dating apps for, bitch? You got 2.9 million thirsty dudes chasing you on Instagram. This is just for media clout. It is just for more... Yeah, she can claim to be a victim. I'm a victim of my own beauty. Because now being beautiful makes me a victim. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo for me. Yeah. Why don't you go out with one of these thirsty dudes that follows you on Instagram? Huh? Instagram, Tinder, same fucking difference. But feels her looks are too intimidating. Yeah, yeah. Oh, true, that's it. Yeah, I'm sure it's not your personality at all. No. Why is it so many of these broads that are good looking are like the ugliest human beings inside? They're like the most obnoxious, objectionable human beings. You couldn't tolerate being around them more than 30 seconds. Why is that, ladies? And then you try to cope by saying, oh, well, they're intimidated by me. Yep. Oh, in a way that might be true, but not in the way that you think. The Maxim and Playboy model, that might have something to do with it. You done porn? Oh, well, that's Playboy. That's not real porn. Has been single for 6 months and says even when she does get a date, it usually doesn't do well as men struggle to speak to her. What? So you get a date with a dude. Dude gets a date with you and then you go out and he doesn't speak. Well, you could speak, you know. You could ask him questions. Oh, no. No. Now, I shouldn't have to put out any effort at all. You see, I'm so beautiful, and I'm so hot, and I'm so attractive. He should just entertain me the whole day. And since he's not really trying to entertain me, I'm out. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. When he does speak to you, do you answer his questions? And do you answer his questions with a question of your own for him? Of course not. Of course not, because you're a social retard. Dating is hard. Guys are scared because I'm so beautiful. Did they tell you that, or did you tell yourself that? I've been told that I'm intimidating the guys. Who told you this? Your mommy? Your mommy probably told you this. Or your daddy, because that's their job. They're supposed to try to make you feel better. Oh, they think that's their job. No, they really should be honest with you. You know, your personality's a little abrasive. You come on a little strong, and not in a good way. You try to act like you kind of act like a man in a way, crass and what could be considered a gross caricature of what people think men used to act like but didn't really. Nah, mommy and daddy ain't going to do that. Who told you this? Because I'm 5'10". So what? Who cares? And I'm beautiful, it says you. Hey, what? Wait. You don't get to say that. I already know where the problem is. Gigantic ego, so she's entitled, narcissistic. Look, I've had broads tell me I'm a good-looking guy, okay? I got a broad that was staring at me at my new work so fucking much I had to complain. I guess I've lost a lot of weight and I look better, I suppose, but... I don't go around saying I'm handsome or gorgeous. Who says that? Narcissistic people do. And have a very intense personality. See, I called it. But the personality's not the problem. Oh, just my beauty. Even though you just said that's part of the problem. Oh, but it's intense. Intense how? Are you going to tell us what you mean? No. The men that do chat me up are usually too cocky and self-obsessed. Oh my God! Says the woman who calls herself beautiful and says she's so fucking hot, men run away from her. Talk about lacking in self-awareness. Are you listening to yourself, honey? Hello? Too cocky and self-obsessed. That's you. Oh, my God. So she doesn't like these dudes because they're like her. Yeah. So you're turning down dudes who are a mirror image of you, if not physically, certainly personality-wise. And that's a problem? Yeah, I bet it is. I don't want to be looking in a mirror! I don't want to see the real problems, me! Presented in these cocky, self-obsessed men who are just like me! They clearly go for every pretty girl in the room! They see us as trophies!
Yeah.
But you're not cocky and self-obsessed. Oh, no! I know I wear a bikini online, but it's a job! Most guys can't see past that. says the broad who can't see past cocky and self-obsessed as being her own worst traits. Look at those knockers. Too big. Those are fake, for sure. For sure! She claims she's been blocked from 3 dating apps, Tinder, Bumble, and Hinge. I've heard of Tinder and Bumble, but never Hinge. Should I be on any of these apps, guys? Have I gotten back enough of my looks, even at my old age, that I can, get anywhere on these apps? I doubt it. Outlaw claims she was first banned from Tinder in September 2020 and again in December 2021 after getting her account back. You'd think it would figure out after being on there that long without getting banned that it's a waste of time, at least for what you're supposedly looking for. She was also allegedly booted from Hinge in March 2021 and claims to have been kicked off Bumble. Yeah. I had problems with a couple of my pictures, so I just replaced them. I would never post anything offensive, but it's hard to find a picture of myself wearing clothes when 90% of my images are in lingerie or swimwear. Don't you have a mobile phone? Can't you turn it around? You push that little button and you got the camera part that faces you? Nah, can't do that. So hot, my pics were used to catfish. Yeah. Okay. Now you just, Now you just clout chasing, honey. So she's so hot, she was used to catfish. OnlyFans model Luna Benna, another broad, Jesus, complaining that she's too hot. Yeah. Who now lives in Florida says her pics were so attractive she got banned from Tinder because her images kept being used to catfish people. Broad that's attractive enough for people to use her images to catfish, so they figured she was a catfisher as well. Again, contact button, contact administration, verify your identity. Nah. She first signed up in 2017 and went on some dates, but was shocked when her account was removed. Well, you went on some dates. What happened? Oh, they weren't good enough. But the problem's them, not me and my ridiculous high standards or my personality. Yeah. People were stealing my photos and making money using my images. Catfishing, basically. It's really disappointing when people create fake profiles after stealing my images. It's sad for the person behind the image and sad for the person who gets catfished. Yeah, like you give a fuck. Yeah, you only care about yourself, honey. Believe me. There's so many fake profiles out there.
Yeah.
Whenever I start a legit account, I get reported and Tinder has me taken down. A lot of these other chicks probably had that same issue. Maybe they had that happen to them as well. And the administration thought they were catfishers too. Anyway, I've had a lot of different looks over the years and have been on the internet forever. So I have lots of options to work with. There's even a fake Facebook of me somewhere that someone made. It currently has thousands of followers. I just need to keep reminding myself I can't do anything about it, and it's out of my control. She's 21? Someone she said she'd been online forever implied it was a long time. I thought it was a long time, but 21 is not a long time. You're a little fucking child. Of course, she was probably getting online at the age of 5, which is also part of the problem. Part of the reason you ladies out there are social retards. Don't know how to talk to people. Certainly don't know how to talk to men in the real world. I mean, hey, I'm beautiful, so that's all I need to bring to the table. No personality required. Well, the only personality I actually have is an entitled one. Entitlement. Gimme. Looky at me. I'm so beautiful. Hee. Ha ha. Entertain me. You're not entertaining. Fuck off, creep. Yeah, wow. Yeah, I'm really going to jump at that. Yeah. So some of them are good-looking broads, others kind of dumpy. But all of them believe that the reason they can't find a dude is because they're too beautiful. Yeah. Where have we heard this before? Practically every fucking woman out there who's trying to cope with being alone and can't figure out why they can't find a man long term. Yeah. It's a mystery. It's a mystery, gentlemen, so let me know what you think of these chicks. Is that really the case? Are they alone because they're too beautiful? Just like there's men out there that are alone because they're too rich. Yeah, there's a lot of those guys out there. Oh, yeah. Is that the case? Are these broads just huffing massive copium fumes, yo, to deal with their miserable lives? Because they can't deal with the truth that they're horrible human beings with objectionable personalities and not much more than their looks to bring to the table. Let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BITCHUTE.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And let me know what you think.